Congratulations, Jonathan. That support that Ian Bellew just mentioned a few moments ago as well, such a noise they're making for a terrific Warwickshire performance.
Yeah, it's good to get the guys down overnight, and I'm sure they would like to have had a few celebrations tonight planned and guaranteed, so it's nice to always, you know, win a good start for them and a little bit early so they can have an even better evening.
Terrific all-round performance from everybody in that Warwickshire team today.
Yeah, as I said earlier, you know, we sort of hit a bit of form with regards to peaking at the right time and everyone knowing their roles and jobs. I think selection wasn't easy today with regards to Josh Poison missing out and Hannon Dolby playing, and you know, but he bowled really well in the semi-final and bowled well today. So, you know, to get man of the match, a lot of other people have to play well, and you know, I was just lucky enough to get it.
It was in that position, of course, of not very many runs needed, but still concentration. Still, it seemed the ideal stage for you to go and just see it all the way through.
Well, no, not having to chase too many runs, is that?
No. Not getting ahead of yourself, as players can do.
No, I appreciate that. And, you know, we said we have the mindset that if we're chasing 250 anyway, you know, we're going out to bat second on that wicket. I think if you have the mindset that you're not under pressure, you can come a little bit unstuck. So we still have that urgency between the wickets and also trying to score at 5-6 and over, and you know, that's important. It releases that pressure, but it puts it back on Surrey, because you know they needed wickets to win the game, and as soon as you deny that and you pick up a few runs, you make it difficult for them.
You've always, I know, been very appreciative of what Warwickshire did for you early in your career. Of course, the international career now being over, can you give us an idea of what it means to you to help Warwickshire get another trophy in the cabinet like this today?
A hell of a lot, you know, it's important. You don't play county cricket or professional cricket just for a bit of enjoyment or a bit of as a sort of hobby. You know, you always want to be part of these sort of games and win them. And that's fantastic. We've got a big game on Tuesday against Lancashire, so it's not like this is the end of the season. We've still got some important cricket to focus on. It'd be disappointing to not turn up on Tuesday and put in good 4 days there. You know, it makes this day even more special. Having hopefully got some good days of cricket left with us this season.
And it's just been made, just final point, and James Taylor's up there with us saying clearly hungry for runs, just want to keep on churning out those runs.
Yeah, you know, that's always nice. I haven't scored too many in the 4 day stuff recently as well, so I need to start getting in that. And it's always nice to turn up at important games like this. The rest of the side look to senior players like myself and Ian and Jeets and Tim Ambrose to put in performances when it matters and use your experience, and hopefully, you know, the younger players coming through learn from these type of days and learn how to cope with the pressure. I think the young guys are really good. Laurie Evans with that catch sort of turned the game in our favour, a little bit of momentum. Another, you know, I think with regards to Jeets and Atik, I think they're bowling really good off spin and working well together.
Listen, you've got to go and collect something else from up there now, and well done, congratulations.
Thanks very much.